Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include activities in Europe gather support for ending the persecution of Falun Gong. Taiwan, Shen Yun embodies divine culture and compassion. San Francisco, Falun Gong Band performs in St. Patrick's Day Parade. Sweden, introducing Falun Gong at Health Expo in Skövde. 72 Falun Gong practitioners sentenced for their faith in February 2017. And Falun Gong practitioner released from detention, acquitted of all charges. Now for the stories. Activities in Europe gather support for ending the persecution of Falun Gong. Over the past several weeks, Falun Gong practitioners in Europe have held various activities to raise public awareness of the nearly 18-year persecution of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, in China. People throughout Europe have shown their support for Falun Dafa by signing petitions calling for an end to the persecution, especially the Chinese regime's crimes of forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. The following reports are from recent awareness-raising activities in Stockholm, Bucharest, Cologne, and Helsinki. The Stockholm Concert Hall, next to the central train station, is a popular location in Stockholm, Sweden, that is visited by tourists and residents alike. Local practitioners held a Falun Dafa Information Day event last week outside the concert hall. The practitioners set up display boards to introduce the practice and provide information about the persecution that has lasted for nearly 18 years. They also demonstrated the exercises and handed out flyers to people who wanted to learn more. Stunned by the brutality of the persecution, especially the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting of persecuted Falun Dafa practitioners and other prisoners of conscience, many passers-by signed the petition to condemn this atrocity. Practitioners in Romania held a similar event at a busy location in downtown Bucharest on March 5th. Practitioners in Cologne, Germany, set up a booth outside the Cologne Cathedral on March 4th. They talked with tourists about the persecution and collected signatures on a petition calling for an end to the atrocities. Falun Dafa practitioners in Helsinki, Finland, participated in a local health expo, the Juga Festival, on February 25th and 26th. They introduced this ancient cultivation practice to visitors from all walks of life, including businessmen, priests, musicians, artists, and college students.
Taiwan, Shen Yun embodies divine culture and compassion. Following performances in Taipei and Taoyuan, the Shen Yun New York Company continued its tour in central Taiwan, staging 14 performances between March 1st and the 12th. In the cities of Taichung, Chiayi, and Tainan, the glorious Chinese culture and high-level artistry were once again welcomed by packed theaters and warm applause. Liu Huaiwei, a visual arts assistant professor at Trans World University, said, "I regret waiting so long to see this. You haven't truly lived until you've seen Shen Yun. Even though I have left the theater, I can still sense its energy." He added, "I believe a lot of people who have seen it know what I'm talking about. I am sure a lot of people cannot express how they feel, but they would surely be very happy and full of positive energy. I believe this is the power of compassion." Qiang Li, director of Qiang Li Dance Company in Hong Kong, said after watching the performance at Chiayi City Concert Hall, "Shen Yun really is the art of dance with divine beings. It is perfect and unique. Shen Yun is the demonstration of the culture, the divinely inspired ancient culture featuring the harmony between humans and nature." Mr. Li said that he thought this harmony comes from the artist's practice of the Falun Gong meditation and spiritual cultivation. He said, "I think anyone who conforms to Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance is a good person. Any society that conforms to these principles is a good society, and any country that conforms to these principles is a good country." Tsai Ding San, a Chiayi County Councillor, said after watching the performance at Chiayi City Concert Hall on March 7th, "Touching is the best word to describe the show. I nearly cried." With the combination of modern technology, digitally animated backdrops, and the artistic performance, the essence of the culture created by our ancestors is being carried forward. Because modern people often think of their personal interests first, they are relatively lacking in culture appreciation and preservation. We should have a long-term plan to combine culture with artistic development in the future, so that the next generation can pay more attention to their physical health and spiritual well-being. It's truly touching. You've got to experience it personally to know how touching it is, said Mr. Tsai.
San Francisco. Falun Gong Band performs in St. Patrick's Day Parade. The Falun Dafa Group's U.S. West Tian Guo Marching Band performed once again in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in San Francisco on March 11th. Well over 100 groups performed in the parade, which was broadcast live by ABC TV. The Tian Guo Marching Band, donning Tang Dynasty-style costumes, was warmly welcomed by the crowds. Parade organizer Liam Frost said, "Their performances are flawless. We invite the Falun Gong group every year. You can tell that people really enjoy the band, and we appreciate their contribution to the event." When the band passed by the announcer's stage, the host introduced them as practitioners of Falun Gong, an ancient Chinese meditation practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Jean Murphy, a local resident, was excited to see the band. She said, "Excellent, I love it. Their playing is perfect, and their costumes are beautiful. They did a great job." Another spectator, Ahmet, echoed, "This is the best band I've seen today. Their music is great." Ahmet is well aware of Falun Gong and the persecution in China. He said, "I often see their demonstrations in front of the Chinese consulate. They are doing a good thing. Everybody should have freedom of speech." A new fan of the band named Maggie said, "This is what a marching band should be. Every band should learn from them." "Others should also follow this," said Maggie, pointing at the words "truthfulness, compassion, forbearance" on the Falun Gong flyer. The Tian Guo Marching Band was also praised by Chinese attendees. Ms. Liu, who was videotaping the band's performances, said, "It is great." She said she practiced the Falun Gong exercises for a while with her mother when she was a teenager. "I'd like to start practicing again. Where can I find an exercise site?" she asked. She was given the information for the local practice sites.
Sweden. Introducing Falun Gong at Health Expo in Skövde. Falun Gong practitioners from Gothenburg, Sweden, participated in a health expo in Skövde on March 11, 2017. Skövde is located about 90 miles north of Gothenburg in central southern Sweden and is a rapidly developing city. The health expo provided an opportunity for many people to learn about the benefits of Falun Gong. Many visitors paused at the Falun Gong booth after hearing the melodious exercise music and watching the practitioners' exercise demonstration. A number of people asked for more information about the practice. Practitioners explained that it is an ancient spiritual discipline from China that offers great health, mental, and spiritual benefits. They also discussed how the practice has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party since 1999. Many visitors were astonished to learn that such a peaceful practice is so brutally persecuted in China. One woman said emotionally after learning about the persecution of Falun Gong, "It is horrible that people in China cannot enjoy the freedoms of Swedish people." Quite a few visitors signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution. Several visitors showed particular interest in Falun Gong and learned the exercises during the expo. The event host arranged a separate room for people to learn the Falun Gong exercises. The room was full, as so many visitors wished to experience the exercises. Another woman asked about locations of Falun Gong practice sites in Sweden. She has relatives in Gothenburg and was pleased to find out that there is a practice site in that city. She said, "I will introduce Falun Gong to them at our next gathering there, and we'll go to the practice site together." A visitor from Boris was happy to learn that there is a practice site in her city and made plans to join the practitioners there. Several of the other exhibitors at the expo also stopped by the Falun Gong booth to learn about the practice. One exhibitor said he met Falun Gong practitioners in another city a few years ago. He was pleased to find practitioners at the Skvod Health Expo and greeted them warmly like old friends. Several visitors and exhibitors commented that Falun Gong brought a sense of peace to the expo and said that they benefited from the practitioners' participation.
Seventy-two practitioners sentenced for their faith in February 2017. According to information compiled by the Minghui website, the month of February 2017 recorded 72 new instances of Falun Gong practitioners sentenced to prison by the Chinese Communist Party court system. The number of practitioners sentenced cannot always be reported in a timely manner due to the CCP's information blockade, nor is all the information readily available. Exactly when the practitioners were sentenced remains to be investigated. The sentenced practitioners are from 32 cities in 17 provinces and centrally controlled municipalities. Liaoning province leads with 13 cases, followed by Shandong, Sichuan, and Gansu. 12 of the practitioners were also given fines ranging from 3,000 to 20,000 yuan, for a total of 103,000 yuan. Four residents of Chengde City, Hebei Province, were sentenced to prison on February 15, 2017, for talking to people about Falun Gong. Two were sentenced to six-year prison terms and fined 20,000 yuan. The other two were given four-year and three-year terms and fined 10,000 yuan. They are appealing the verdicts. Three Falun Dafa practitioners were sentenced for their belief on February 9th. Two sisters from Chengdu City, Sichuan Province, were each sentenced to 7 years in prison. The husband of one of the sisters was given a three-year prison term. The sisters had been illegally detained for 14 months before they were sentenced. All three said they would appeal, even though the police threatened them with longer sentences if they did. A 73-year-old woman from Hunan Province was arrested on August 25, 2016, for suing Jiang Zemin, the former head of the communist regime who initiated the persecution of Falun Gong. She was taken to the detention center and later secretly sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. This was not the first time that she had been targeted for her faith. She was given an 8-year prison term back in 2007. Two women from Yantai City, Shandong Province, were sentenced to prison for distributing information exposing the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. They were arrested on January 29, 2016, and first appeared in court on October 24. During their sentencing hearing on February 17, 2017, the judge threatened to keep them incarcerated if they refused to admit their alleged wrongdoing. Because no law in China criminalizes Falun Gong, both women defended their constitutional right to freedom of belief. The judge sentenced one of the women to 13 months in prison and the other to 1 year and 10 months.
Falun Gong practitioner released from detention, acquitted of all charges. When the Wenan County Police in Langfang, Hebei Province, tried to press charges against a Falun Gong practitioner, they probably thought it would be business as usual in the 18-year persecution of Falun Gong. However, they came up short. It seems that the county procuratorate was unwilling to play along with indicting a person for exercising their constitutional rights, and instead they released the practitioner with no charges. Liu Ying Jie and eight other Falun Gong practitioners went to the Daliu Town Market on January 2, 2017, to distribute calendars with information about Falun Gong and the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of this traditional spiritual discipline. The police arrested the nine practitioners and detained them in the Wenan County Detention Center for 15 days. Mr. Liu's case was transferred to the Wenan Procuratorate in an attempt to initiate legal procedures against him. The procuratorate decided not to ratify the arrest of Liu and released him without charge. Perhaps personnel at the Wenan Procuratorate understand the nature of Falun Gong and know that practicing one's personal or spiritual belief is not illegal, and it is in fact protected by the Chinese Constitution. Instances of practitioners being set free with no charge against them appear to be part of a growing trend in China, with more and more judicial employees becoming unwilling to persecute citizens who believe in Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Falun Gong was introduced to the public in 1992 and soon spread throughout China due to its beneficial effect on health and morality. Nearly 100 million people practiced it by 1999. Out of jealousy and paranoid of losing control of the people, former CCP head Jiang Zemin initiated the persecution of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. The persecution has led to the deaths of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners over the past 17 years. More have been tortured for their belief and even killed for their organs in state-sanctioned live organ harvesting of prisoners of conscience.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.